Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific Time, where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And don't forget, a big day this Wednesday. It's the quarterly lunch. NOHO's, the world-famous sports lunch, 4637 Northeast Fremont in Portland, Oregon. Everyone is welcome. We're going to have some big-time surprise guests at this lunch, so you definitely want to show up if you've never been, or if you've been, we are welcome back. And if you come every time, we love it. So we open the gates at 10:30, and I hope to see you there at NOHO's this week. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But this guy right now, he leads us off each week and does a fabulous job. So let's go right to Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. And we always start out, Trevor, with a little weather report.
Well, the rain and a little chill is in the air here. Fall is upon us. It's feeling like basketball season as I got up, and it's a little dark out this morning. And, a little cold, a little rainy, but it's all right down here.
Now, do you have a cold yourself? Sounds like you might.
A little bit, I think. A little bit. I think that's been going around, too.
Did you get a flu shot this year?
We usually get ours in early October at our school, so I'm waiting for the email to tell me when and where I will be getting it.
Very good. I like that very much. Hey, Trevor, I was thinking today, one of my terrible thoughts, driving home from one of my 20 jobs, and I was thinking about the NWAC and thinking about it's very phenomenal to get through the NWAC and win a championship when virtually 36 teams can compete for that.
Yeah, I mean, top to bottom, it is just competitive. We were talking about that, my assistant and some of the freshmen, you know, because they're all new and they're asking about different teams. And, you know, we're kind of looking at the schedule and going, there's no easy games. I said, I wish there was. I wish there'd be, you know, one. But there's not. So it's competitive and it's pretty balanced. And, you know, we talk about it every week on the show, how great the NWAC is. And that's just another reason why, just how competitive, how balanced, and how hard each team works. And so, you know, you got to be ready to play every night. And, you know, we're trying to build those habits and that mindset right now, you know, early October, so that, you know, come January when league tips off, that we have that down. So we're still working with that with a lot of new faces.
Yeah. Not to beat up on the great school in Corvallis, Trevor, but I think there was one year, not that long ago, where they didn't win a league game, the Oregon State Beavers. And so everybody that went in there figured they were just flat going to win, and they did. But that's not an NWAC situation ever.
No, and especially in the South. So, I mean, you just good coaches, good programs, good schools, competitive. Boy, I mean, we can go on and on about it. It's just a lot of hard work in every program. And so you got to have respect. You got to have the mindset is, hey, we got to go out and compete, or, you know, some games can get away from you if you're not quite ready to.
And big time travel for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we get used to it, but, you know, there's no close ones, or if there is, I guess it's to Umpqua about 2 hours, or Lane's about 2 hours. And when we're rolling up to the Portland metro area, you know, that's a big day for us, a long day. But, you know, we just have the mindset and, hey, let's get in the bus. Let's put on some music. Let's relax on the way and get ready and be ready to play when we get there. It's just got to be our mindset.
Yeah, and I got to throw this in, Trevor. I think it's about 2 hours to travel 20 minutes in Portland during the weekday, the way this traffic's getting up here. But anyway, that's another time for another subject. But how do you feel about your team right now? You know, it, as I mentioned last week, it's early, but early becomes late. You've had a chance to talk with them, see them in action a little bit. How are you feeling right now on October 3rd?
Yeah, you know, it's still that honeymoon. It's still, hey, we're getting to know each other, and they're getting to know me, and they're learning, you know, some of the things that I'm looking for, and just with a lot of new faces out there. You know, I one day, you know, one player looks good, the next day another one, and I think that's what happens when you have so many freshmen. So, I'm liking our work ethic. I'm liking our team spirit. I'm liking our competitive spirit, which is another biggie. So it's been fun, and we got some guys with some tired legs and some sore bodies, but that's to be expected this time of the year. And we're just trying to get everybody going in the same direction.
And you know, it is an interesting time of year. And on the NWAC level, do the student athletes ask you a lot of questions, Trevor? But do they ask the old head coach there a lot of questions? They have a lot of things that they want to know about.
You know, it's fun. I really like that 15 minutes before practice when you can. It's pretty relaxed, and you can kind of joke around and. As a coach, I can, yeah, kind of talk about some things and maybe kind of lead a discussion with a couple guys. And then some questions do start coming, whether it's about travel or, you know, what's going to go on Thanksgiving. And yeah, so all of this is new to them. And so they definitely have some questions. And it's fun to just talk to guys. I think that pre-practice time, I really enjoy that time where you can, you know, talk about classes and family and just things like that, and how they're doing being away from home. And then some questions they come up like, hey, coach, is it always going to be this cold in the morning and stuff like that. So it's fun.
Does your team know the practice schedule each day? How do you handle that?
Yeah, we have it mapped out from now till we have it mapped out from now till Christmas, of course, subject to change. But, you know, so this week they know all the times we're going and whether it's, you know, study hall before, weights after. But we're always there to remind them, too. It's like, OK, you know, tomorrow we got study hall before practice, and then, you know, good solid 2 hours in the gym and we'll get you out of here. So. A little bit of reminding, but they know, and you know, it's about getting into that routine. And that's the thing. It's only the second week and we're still trying to learn that routine. And I think, you know, it usually takes about three and then we're pretty good. And they know, okay, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, study hall before practice, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, weights after practice. And then we kind of get it down.
Very good job of leading us off per usual. Fabulous job. Have a great week, Trevor. And we will talk to you again next Monday night. And I want to remind everybody, including you, that in the state of Oregon, basketball gets underway this weekend when Northwest Christian hosts Northwest Indian School on both Friday and Saturday. Can you believe it?
That is amazing. That is early, but that's exciting and good to hear. So, thanks for having me on, and we will talk to you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Opp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College, and we have nothing but outstanding coaches on this program. Let's go to another one, Bruce Chalka, the head men's basketball coach at Lane Community College in beautiful Eugene, Oregon, where no one's talking about football. They're always talking about basketball now.
Yeah, for sure. Now, it's fun to, well, it's not fun, but it's interesting to always hear the the Ducks fans, they always want to jump off the bridge when the Ducks aren't playing well, and it hasn't been that way in a long time. So it's been a trying time, I think, for the Ducks. But we're grinding it out at Lane State University and trying to get our guys in hopefully tip-top shape for our season that's coming up. So we'll see what happens.
I'm glad you brought up the word shape, Bruce, because that was going to be my question to you. You're an expert coach. You love coaching. You do everything to improve yourself all the time. Tell our listeners, and I like to ask this question of coaches, what's the difference between being in basketball shape and just flat being in shape?
Well, I think, you know, basketball, there's a lot of cutting and a lot of different movements, and we're going through that a little bit with our guys. You know, their fitness level is good, but being in basketball shape, you got to be able to be on the court and do a lot of different things and a lot of change of pace, change of pace, change of speed, that kind of thing. And, you know, if you're not playing a lot of basketball during the summertime and in the off season, you sort of start, other things are usually sore kind of deal. So we're battling that with guys. Having some different soreness than they maybe had in the summertime. But, you know, you got to have that cardiovascular shape and be able to got to change the pace, change the direction a lot. And sometimes, you know, like I said, it takes a little bit of a toll as you're trying to get back into that basketball shape here now that we're pretty much, you know, going every day and in the gym and getting after it. So, you know, you could always tell the guys that haven't been playing much just because they're sort of hurting with the grinding it out in practice now.
Bruce, I like you guys so much, and I like this program so much. Before I ever asked this question, I went through all the cricket leagues, the European soccer leagues, the rugby leagues. Nowhere is there where 36 teams vie for a championship. That is phenomenal when it comes to the NWAC.
You know, it is, and what I find amazing, and I think Coach Hop, you know, he mentioned it, is there's 36 coaches that are all trying their butts off trying to beat each other and trying to get players and trying to get every advantage they can. I think the best thing about the NWAC, you know, the student-athletes are great, but I think the starts with the top with the coaches. There are, you know, head coaches that really care. They're passionate. They're prideful. They work hard at it. We're not definitely doing this for the money kind of thing. We're doing it because it's a hard way to make an easy living kind of thing, but it's fun. It's challenging. There's nothing like it. I don't think, you know, you could ever get the challenges you get as a coach, working in a cubicle and sitting behind a computer. So it's a fun deal. And I think the quality of coaching, you know, not just the coaching, but the quality of leadership and men that NWAC provides, it's pretty good for the head coaches. It's good stuff. They're all trying and working really hard to beat everybody.
Very well said, Bruce. I love what you just said. Hey, you know, you were tweeting out tonight about Cleveland's Finest. You were going to be going on the radio with Cleveland's Finest. Do you know what's happening on October 15th, Bruce?
October 15th. Well, let me think here. You got me here. October. No, I don't know.
That's the 100th anniversary of Cleveland High School.
Oh, wow. Wow.
October 15th. I know Tony Broaddus will love that one. A big celebration. Every person that went there is invited back. The 100th anniversary of what used to be Commerce, then turned to Cleveland. It was the Cleveland Indians. Now it's the Cleveland Warriors. And I also understand, Bruce, that they're going to have one of their best basketball teams ever this year on the men's side. So that's going to be nice.
Oh, that'll just in time to honor the 100th year anniversary. That's great stuff.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting part is, as John Spolstra brought up to me today, he said, I waited 2 years to get into that school.
Yeah, that's funny. good stuff.
So I don't feel 102, but maybe I look like it.
That's good stuff. I was thinking what John Sprolster asked you. That's good stuff.
You know, Bruce, in conclusion, what are you going to be working on with your team in the next week before we talk to you next Monday night?
You know, we've been putting in stuff left and right. This year was the first year at Lane that I didn't really bring in that many guys. We got our 15 guys, and we had a good first week last week. And then this week we started a little bit of condition tonight and put in a few more things. So we're just sort of building by brick and trying to write each chapter to our book and see what happens. I'm looking forward to, being in the gym all week and just keep adding things as we go.
Very good. Now, Will, speaking of adding things, we'll always add you to this program. You bring a lot, like all the coaches, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chofka, the head men's coach at Lane College, Eugene, Oregon. Now let's swing up to my birthplace, the great city of Portland, Oregon, where I reside. Talk to Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of the Portland Community College Panthers. I love that nickname. I love the school. I love the arena. I love the basketball there. And, Tony, you can speak definitely to defeating all those 35 teams to win an NWAC championship, because you won one.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me. It's always good to be on. Yeah, that I never really thought about the number of teams that are actually in NWAC until you mentioned like that. That's a lot of teams. It really is, and that's what makes the NWAC special. And to be the one standing at the end, wow, it's an accomplishment that we definitely don't take for granted at PCC. And we got pictures in the hall that remind you of it. And I'm just blessed to have been a part of it. Man, what a challenge when you think about it. And
yeah.
10-4 tough games when you get to the tournament. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about those games the other night. That's a war once you get there.
And you know, somebody might bring up the NCAA tournament. Yeah, they've got 68 teams there, but they're not all from the same league. And as you and I know, Tony, this league's got not only great schools academically, they've got great athletic schools. And as everybody alludes to all the time, NWAC has fabulous coaches.
They really do. And that's what's so fun about coaching is that, you know, each team presents a different challenge. Each team, their coach has a different specialty, but it just makes it so fun. That's why I love being in tournaments on the road, and you get back after you win the game, you take the team out to dinner, and you get them back to the hotel, and then you get into the room with the coaches, and you start planning for the next game, the next day's opponent. That is probably the most enjoyable time that I ever have, really, you know, besides being with my family and those kind of things. Being in that hotel room planning for that next night, I just love it.
Tony, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I've known you a long time. Your style of coaching is kind of no nonsense with compassion. Is that a fair statement?
I love that. I would definitely say that's a fair statement. You know, yeah, it's like, hey, man, we're serious business. I don't tolerate a bunch of goofiness. We're not out here getting technicals. You know, no one gets a technical on our team except me, and I don't get them, but maybe once a year, you know, so we don't goof around there. But at the same time, it's a lot of fun. We're going to crack up and smile and after the game and before the game and in practice. Guys are going to enjoy themselves when they're playing on my team, that's for sure.
And I know in talking to your previous shows, and everybody's really excited about this year. It's going to be a great NWAC year. But on October 3rd, I imagine you're pretty excited about this team.
I am. You know, I like the pieces. And We got some good leadership, which is always fun when you've got returning players and guys that played a good big role the previous year, and you can just see it. It just even in the little things like your stretching routine. You know, you got guys that know what to do and they can lead it and they take pride in that. So that's fun. And we've got some nice size, 6'9", 6'8". That's always good to have. It's just you don't think twice a lot about it till it happens. But so often when you go out to jump ball to start the game and when your team is the smaller team, that's not a great feeling. You know, obviously you can still overcome that, but it's fun once in a while to go out there to start the game and your team be the taller, bigger team. That's kind of enjoyable, and we're going to have that advantage this year in a lot of games.
Hey, Tony, speaking of the jump ball, are you an advocate of bringing back the jump ball instead of alternate possession, or do you like the way it is now?
No, I'm not an alternate possession fan at all. I like the jump ball. Let's throw it up and see what happens and give both teams a chance to fight for it. I think that's the best way to do it. But I, from my understanding, and you were an official, you would know better than I would, but I think it got changed because the referees were having such trouble tossing the ball up legitimately. I don't know. That's what.
Yeah,
that's
and you
what
know,
I
got to say, Tony, that was a flimsy excuse. I never felt like I couldn't toss the ball up, and I maybe had one or two bad tosses ever. I mean, I kind of think it's a big thrill in officiating to step in there between those players and start the game out the right way. So I think that was a complete flim-flam that they pulled over the fans and everything. I just don't think somebody wanted it because they said there were a bunch of injuries, baloney.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tony, in conclusion, what's on tap for you guys this week? Continuing to get into basketball shape, I imagine, and work hard.
Yeah, conditioning is a crucial piece to it right now, and introducing some concepts defensively and offensively, just laying some groundwork. You know, I kind of equate it to when you're building a house, is you're just putting that cement down, putting those bricks, and you do that right, and then everything else falls in place. So that's where we are, just with the basics. But at the same time, I mix in some one-on-one drills every so often just to keep the guys excited. But, yeah, it's just building the house from the ground up right now.
Very good. Hey, Tony, have a great week. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
All right, thanks. Have a great week.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. Now let's swing over to beautiful Oregon City, Oregon. Dr. Brian Stamm, the associate head coach. Big part of this program each week at Clackamas Community College. Brian, how are you tonight?
Doing great, Greg. Glad to be on the show.
Brian, I know our listeners would love to hear about your experience over the weekend. You went to see Vin Scully's last broadcast ever. That had to bring tears to your eyes, chills to your body. Unbelievable moment.
It was very special. Cliff Wagner, the head coach of Clackamas, is a lifelong Dodger fan who grew up listening to Vin Scully, and I have been a lifelong Giants fan, and so every October there are certain topics that cannot be discussed in our office, as you could imagine, without tempers rising. But we did a special thing 2 years ago where we went down and watched three ball games in L.A., between the Giants and the Dodgers, and we talked about doing it again this year. And when we heard that Vin Scully's last broadcast was going to be on Sunday, we decided we had to do it. So we, the Bay Area, had the wonderful opportunity to stay with my parents in the Oakland area and go over and see a ball game Friday night, go visit a couple of college practices on Saturday to get our basketball Jones on and learn a little something that we could bring back to our team. And then Sunday, the Giants just did a fabulous job honoring Vin Scully and showing highlights, and he got to broadcast the third inning on every network, radio, everything. They gave him the third inning, and he shared some wonderful stories. So it was a very special afternoon to see that and to hear his story and his history and his love of the game of baseball.
Very good. I'm envious. Growing up, listening to Vin Scully on my transistor radio in my home in Selwood, Brian. Hey, Brian, you know, a lot of coaches go and watch other teams practice and everything. Tell us why you do that and how important it is to do that in a game of basketball.
For me, you know, I see coaching is a constant learning curve, and there's always guys that I know that are doing it better than me or are doing things that I could integrate into my program, and I want to learn from that, and I want to build myself to be the best coach I can for my players. And, you know, my system might not necessarily fit every kid, but a kid that I get in, I might be able to tweak something that I learned from somebody else that would, you know, work for them and make us more successful. So I'm constantly trying to grow as a coach and taking every opportunity to learn the most I can about the game and visiting people and seeing how they do it and taking one or two little things that I can work into my philosophy just makes me better and gives my team a better advantage.
Very well said. Hey, Brian, winning the NWAC championship, and you know all about it, it's phenomenal when you think about how many teams are in this league, and everybody's got a shot at that when the season starts, and with these coaches in the NWAC who are, you know, every week we talk about it, but we should because they're just fabulous people. Just basketball minds in this league is unreal. And to win that all when you go through 36 teams, in essence, it's quite a feat.
It absolutely is a feat. And as Coach Hop alluded to, the South is even almost a bigger feat because, you know, we've got 9 teams in our league that account for 7 of the last 12 champions coming from the South. Actually, sorry, it's 7 of 11. 7 of the last 11 championships have come from teams in the Southern region. So just to be one of those 4 teams of the 9 out of the South to make the tournament is a huge accomplishment. And then to be able to, you know, break through all the teams from the other regions and actually hoist that trophy is a bigger accomplishment. And, you know, that's why we emphasize with our guys all the time to be the one school that has made the last 17 tournaments. We're the only school of Clackamas to do that is a special thing that we want to keep going and keep that streak, you know, pushing forward.
And on October 3rd, what does this team need to do to get there, Brian, besides get a whole bunch of W's? What needs work right now that you see?
We always talk to our guys about taking one more step, you know, ratcheting it up one more level. And that was something that watching Cal State Maritime practice this weekend is we saw how much energy their team brought and really got after it in practice and practiced hard and got a lot out of it. And so we really emphasized that of taking it up one notch. And I think we did that today, and now we got to do that tomorrow. And if we keep doing that, we're going to keep continuing to get better. And by the time we get to March, we will hopefully be at that place where we're still getting better each and every day and have a chance to work towards getting into that tournament and making a run in the tournament.
Great job tonight, Brian. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Have a great week.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to No Hose on Wednesday.
You betcha. And Brian's talking about the great No Hose Sports Lunch. Everybody's welcome, 4637 Northeast Fremont. If you're a sports fan, you need to be there. We are not a closed group. Anyone is welcome. Good night, everybody. And don't forget to make your free throws.